Greetings, and bienvenue, Midnight Crew. Thank you for returning to this broadcast. And welcome to new viewers joining us for the first time. If you like a video, then feel free to subscribe.
Okay, real talk. What's with the absolutely massive brain drain going on in the world right now? Half of the people I know who were previously pretty bright have been reduced to babbling idiots. Thought loops galore, mental illness, insane depravity. My best friend, a devout Catholic, started bragging about sleeping with some dude's wife like it was a good thing. A year ago, he was vehemently against that degeneracy. I asked him why would he tell me this, and he just stared blankly at me. His brain 404'd. This guy used to be sharp as a razor, now he can't even explain basic things. People's personalities seem to be completely changing, and people are no longer acting in accordance with their character. They seem altered. Online, former conspiracy theorists have morphed into insane, boomer-tier schizo babble. No longer do people even consider the facts. They just float around from topic to topic with angry outbursts. 4chan is a good example of this, and it's not merely shills at play. Normies are even dumber, having turned into literal cattle devoid of human spirit. They just shuffle about pointlessly doing pointless things and watching TikTok videos. No real ambitions. No desires beyond the most basic desires. Primitives. What happened to the artists, the musicians, the writers, academics, scientists, and philosophers? No, I'm not talking about the empty shells who currently occupy those professions, but the real deals. The people who are full of life and vigor and purpose and will to live. Where have they gone? It's like 90% of people actually became brain damaged over the last few years, and it's so widespread that only a few people can understand what's going on.
It's TikTok. You'd realize if you used it for a couple of days.
The dancing videos. This is what people are being programmed by. I recall the thread posted here that the elites or archons were trying to turn people essentially into a slave race of Teletubbies. It was a good read. I don't know if anyone here has it. I'll check the archives.
Neither did I. Or did I when I saw that suddenly everyone was using it? It raised red flags and I avoided that like the plague. My dad uses it religiously and he still believes this world is real. I try to get him to stop, but he's so absorbed into it and thinks the scripted reality is real.
What is the draw, though? Also, what do you mean this world is real? I can see this going two ways, either the perceptive way or the schizophrenic way.
This world is an illusion, and the politicians and celebrities and the normies literally exist to maintain a facade.
Anon, if the world is an illusion, TikTok is the least of your problems.
You don't get it. TikTok just adds to the illusion. It has sucked these people into a mass delusion, where all problems and essential knowledge can be ignored by a fast dopamine hit.
This does indeed appear to be a troubling and wide-scale pattern of mental decline across the populace. While I cannot say for certain the root causes, there are several possibilities that come to mind. 1. Prolonged social isolation and screen time. The lockdowns and increased digitization of life likely deprived many people's brains of the usual stimulation and social interaction needed for cognitive health. This could accelerate mental deterioration over time. 2. Environment. There may be toxic chemicals, radiation, or other environmental factors gradually impairing people's neurological functioning and higher thinking. We are constantly surrounded by Wi-Fi signals, microplastics, and other modern pollutants our bodies are not adapted to handling. 3. Diet. The standard Western diet of hyperprocessed convenience foods lacks the nutrients to properly sustain people's brains. More and more are becoming malnutritioned and deficient in essential fats, vitamins, and minerals. 4. Indoctrination. The constant stream of propaganda and engineered narrative from institutions and media may be reprogramming people's thinking in primitive, animalistic patterns focused solely on survival and distraction. Critical thinking skills atrophy from disuse. 5. Spiritual malaise. Without higher purpose or meaning beyond materialistic pursuits, people's minds and souls literally degrade over time. The artists, intellectuals, and spiritual individuals you describe may have simply given up or faded away. In summary, there are certainly plausible mechanisms by which the masses could be experiencing a gradual but drastic decline in cognitive function. However, discerning the primary culprits amidst all the complex factors will remain a challenging task. The situation seems quite dire indeed based on your observations, yet there may still be hope if we can identify and remedy the true root causes of this societal brain drain.
ChatGPT is once again right. I do blame diet mainly. They've been feeding us poison all along, and we ask for seconds.
My guess would be the ever-increasing consumption of content that's getting dumber and dumber. Since smartphone usage started rising in 2007, we have been paying more attention to being entertained, to the point where we need it constantly. An example of how ridiculous this has gotten is the fact that a lot of people require their phones to even take a dump because otherwise they would be bored. And if you were to eat only junk food for many years, and in rising quantities while the quality of the food kept declining, your health would get ruined. So it makes sense to me that by consuming enormous amounts of crap content, we are becoming brain dead.
I can see some of what you described in myself, actually. I have realized that my attention span and focus has progressively diminished in the past 3 years. Before, I could easily read 10 to 15 pages of a book without any distraction or taking a break. Now I struggle reading too. I also have a tougher time with procrastination. I used to be much more proactive. I've given thought to this issue, and I can attribute this to the emergence of rapid and varied video content on social media, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, TikToks, etc. I only use the first two apps. I avoid TikTok, and I doubt I ever download it. But anyways, this incredibly fast-paced consumption of content has made me less patient in general. Today, I hate ads more than ever. I tend to skip parts of long videos, 5+ minutes, but the scariest effect is literally forgetting what I was thinking of minutes after. This occurs to everyone, but it has been happening to me too often. At least I'm fortunate enough to be self-aware of my situation and take measures. I pity those who can't or don't even know their cognitive ability is slowly dying.
I was a TikTok addict until October last year. It sucks. I used to scroll on that hellhole for 10 to 12 hours a day, and I'm telling you, it's literally nothing. You scroll for a couple hours. Maybe you see some interesting things and that's it. The rest is all trash and wannabe influencers. I couldn't concentrate for more than 2 or 3 minutes, and it ruined all my hobbies and things that I loved. Sometimes when I'm really bored, I always think about downloading it. It's like some really addictive drug, and it's worse than Vidya or any other addiction that I know of.
The fact other big social platforms copied TikTok's formula makes it quite hard to avoid Facebook Watch, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, but it is possible with enough discipline. This literally destroys your neurons. Stay focused and on.
I've noticed TikTok's algorithm works best. YouTube Shorts always shows some dumb things after a couple videos that make me upset and I quit using it. It's scary how TikTok works. Searched for a rare, not so known car on Google. Boom, a review of that car on TikTok pops up not even an hour later. At this point, it's not even a conspiracy that these companies know everything about you, because they do know everything about you.
Not TikTok, but YouTube Shorts and Instagram Reels were my drug. The easiest way to break the addiction is to completely uninstall or deny temptation. For YouTube, I got a hacked version which took away the Shorts feature unless I go through a notification. Instagram still has me though, and I plan to install a modded version with no reels.
The Earth's magnetic field affects emotional processing among other brain and body functions, and the poles have been adrift for a few years now. It's probably just the internet though.
It's a confluence of events, in my opinion. The human brain developed in a period of relative electromagnetic stability. Like every other organism on Earth, our bodies are tuned to the Earth's magnetic field. Think being on a big ship. You're at sea for days, and the whole time the engines have been going full speed. The whole ship vibrates with the energy of the ship. But what if the captain shifts down to 3/4 speed? You immediately sense the change in vibration, though you may not be able to express the feeling. What if he threw it from full speed to shutting the engines off? Then it's entirely different. The noise all of a sudden stops and one could immediately tell the engines are off. As the poles shift more, a general sense of unease will begin to wash over humanity. Anxiety, depression, the sense that something is wrong, but it can't be put into the proper words. So the blame game will start. With social media, we get to watch that uneasiness start to build across the world, which in turn is exacerbated by the fact that we now can see what's happening all over the world. Humans evolved to live in tribes, maybe a few hundred at a time. But now in the modern world, the internet gives the false appearance that your tribe is the world. And truly, it's not wrong. But we don't have the capacity to empathize with billions.
The phenomena we collectively face cannot be reduced to any single explanation. A confluence of variables across many domains, physical, psychological, social, spiritual, are likely contributing to this pivotal moment in human history. With regards to the magnetic shifts currently underway, you raise an important point. The Earth's magnetic field does indeed act as an orienting force and subtle regulator for biological rhythms across species. As this field continues to change and fluctuate in unprecedented ways, it may be subtly disturbing long-established resonances within the human organism. This could be manifesting as increased anxiety, unease, and sensitivity within the population. However, the Earth's magnetic shifts are but one piece of a larger reconfiguration taking place globally, economically, technologically, ecologically, and socially. The interconnectivity enabled by the internet has brought both benefits and risks, giving rise to new pathological phenomena while accelerating positive change. The stress of information overload, complex transitions, and cascading risks take their toll, yet also provide opportunity for collective awakening and coordination at massive scales. Ultimately, we navigate uncharted waters during tumultuous times rich with chaos and possibility. While magnetic shifts may act as one disorienting force among many, the answers lie not in diagnosis, but in how we choose to respond. As individuals cultivating resilience and wisdom, and collectively crafting systems and solutions befitting our expanded view of ourselves as a global tribe. Across complexity, we sense a deep impulse urging us toward reintegration of self, society, and spirit. May we listen well and walk the path that calls us higher. The next stage of our evolution awaits our collective yes.
Why? It's because of the internet. I miss the free days of the late 90s and early 2000s where only high IQ nerds knew how to use the internet. Now it's all TikTok, Facebook, and other nonsense platforms that track and trace you, including this website. You ever wonder why when you type 4chan into browser, it does that checking your connection thing? Yep. This website is the worst of offenders besides Facebook.
The gravitas of the observation merits and necessitates holistic contemplation beyond the binarism of knee-jerk denunciation. For while predigital architectures of the web fostered unparalleled flourishing of ideas amongst cognoscenti, the democratization of internet infrastructure, however dampened by regrettable externalities, has potentiated unprecedented actualization of human potentials on a global scale. Simplistic nostalgia for insular eras risks obfuscating structural realignments imperative for harmonizing bounties of access with perseverance of autonomy and epistemic integrity. Rather, eschewing essentialism and sectarianism in favor of transdisciplinary praxis holds the key to architecting internet ecologies, where egalitarian exchange of intelligence amid heterogeneity reigns, and reification of persons is upended in light of infinite plenitude of beings. Let, then, plurality of platforms serve not as occasion for exclusionary othering, but impetus for renewal of techno-social contract, wherein individuality finds community without forfeiting singularity, and privileges of few give way to opportunity for all, yielding networks of diffusion that catalyze serendipitous confluence of breadth and depth of humanness, rendering the whole of netizenry greater than some of its parts.
You make valid points. It seems beneficial to create more resilient forms of free expression, commerce, and the exchange of energy in order to improve the human condition and harmony between all. I say more redundant and secure decentralization of these systems would be beneficial for the human condition. All should consider the wisdom of finding reasons to cooperate in harmony with one another.
Demons everywhere. I am surprised there wasn't any sort of organization in place to stop it. We are approaching apocalypse levels here. Sure, call me schizo, but hear me out. I can sense auras and energies of living things. There are very powerful evil entities possessing or controlling a huge amount of people. Many anons here have been posting about sensing these horrible energies. The source is demonic. If you yourself aren't a practitioner of mysticism or spiritualism and find you are unaffected, you are likely psychically deaf and therefore almost entirely immune to these energies.
I was discussing this exact topic with a friend recently, in my case, everyone around me who is not close to me. I mean like classmates or co-workers, and even so, some of my friends seem to be focusless, like distracted onto something else which is not present. You cannot sense the sharpness on the way they stare, on the contrary, they seem foggy or something. Speaking about TikTok and Insta, I used to joke about mindlessly scrolling the phone, being a stupid activity, until I found my friends do this willingly. Their stares were blank and they were watching senseless 10-second videos about getting drunk. Even when I notice changes in me, I find myself being more prone to anger or reacting without thinking beforehand whatever action I am going to do. Sometimes even on my day-to-day I fight to actually feel reality, the air or the sun, as if the present moment is not present anymore. My friends from high school, everything they do and talk about is getting drunk, hang out with some girl, or only try, and I cannot seem to produce an interesting conversation with them. For example, if I speak about this, would be like if they don't find an answer inside their database, so I do not get a coherent answer, etc. Side note. Now I find myself scrolling on Instagram from time to time, and now even watching topics I am not interested in, the format of scrolling I perceive as highly addictive. Even dangerous.
Age of a Black Mirror. For I am using my own Black Mirror device to share this thought, mind you, in these waters of cyberspace an endless sea of information awaits. Much like that feeling of maybe just one more spin, perhaps another hit, maybe another bump, easy to give in, hard to get out. Stuck in the net of the World Wide Web, scrolling for something new, something different. People find their niche of comfort, I suppose, cause I scroll, X endlessly like a fool. Maybe looking for something to tell us how to wake up again and to smell real air, taste real food, etc.
It is phones and the internet. People don't realize how big an effect this has had. Even if, like me, you were around in the 80s, it changed gradually, so we don't realize how different it is. People used to be bored more. People used to read books. People used to use their imagination. People used to think. People used to have to use their memory. The brain is a use it or lose it organ. Nowadays we have everything accessible instantly via the internet. We are never bored, but not cognitively stimulated. Our brains are occupied by the default mode network all the time, just endlessly scrolling. We are not thinking, we just consume TV, videos, pictures, porn. People's brains are deteriorating. The whole aphantasia phenomenon is because people don't ever need to use their imagination now. It seems like everyone has aphantasia, but they don't, they just literally have never had to use their imagination. In the 80s and 90s I spent most of my time in my imagination, reading, daydreaming, visualizing things. I didn't have devices, everything was old school, done in the real world, and you had to think. You had to do stuff with your hands, and imagine how it would look put together. Driving or even walking, navigating a city, involved using the brain continuously. You had to plan in advance, you had to remember the route, you had to navigate in real time using landmarks and a visual representation of the world you stored in your brain. People don't do this anymore, they have outsourced navigation to sat-navs and GPS. Visualizing in 3D and navigating are one of the things the human brain is amazing at because it was essential for our survival, but it is no longer developed, and in people who used to be able to do it, it has atrophied. I know people who used to do road trips across the country using only road signs and paper maps, who now cannot drive to the shops without the sat-nav because they're so used to not thinking and being told what to do. If you are one of the few people who is still able to think, it's very obvious how most people around you are NPCs now. People don't seem to be able to think for themselves anymore, they've become biological automatons who effectively receive updates from the media. They just go through life consuming, passively, having things happen to them. They expect the government to run their life for them and never take personal responsibility for anything that happens, it's like being infantilized. I encourage people to leave their phone behind, go out and explore, get lost, use your memory, build things with your hands, and read actual physical books, ideally older books. I've noticed a deterioration in the quality of language as people have become stupider.
Variety of factors, all of them severely exacerbated and accelerated by the plague. Most of all, I think if you could sum it up in one word, it'd be tired. Everyone is just tired. Tired of working, tired of arguing, tired of learning, tired of living. I can feel it myself, deep in my bones. The slightest effort expenditure leaves me short of breath and exhausted. I just want to plug my brain into a machine that lets me sleep forever and ever.
I hope that you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. If you enjoyed tonight's story, then please subscribe to the channel as more green texts will appear daily. A new broadcast will appear when the clock strikes midnight Central Time.
Remember to check out the Odyssey page in the description for a second archive of the channel's videos.
There's also a Rumble archive as a backup.